The real economy sucks, and few stories capture that more completely than this recent story about pallet management company 4840. The company, which derives its name from the dimensions of a standard shipping pallet, got into bed with private equity back in 2022, and private equity did what private equity always does, saddled the company with debt and ran it into the ground. They borrowed $1.75 billion from private credit and tried to hide the fact that they couldn't afford to service that debt by using payment in kind. And since the only things in this economy that seem to move these days are AI circle jerks, shitcoins, and Ponzi schemes, none of which ship on pallets, now the company is restructuring their debt. Private credit is losing half of their money. They're taking over the company, and their most likely next move will be to shut down plants and kill jobs. This article tells us what we already knew, that the economy has been in a recession since 2022, even though the financial press has been assuring us all along that the economy was great and that the real problem was you and your bad vibes. What's up, guys? I'm Nobody Special, and on Thursday last week, we got this one in Bloomberg: private lenders to swap debt for equity in stressed 4840. Private credit lenders are poised to take control of pallet company 4840 Solutions about a year after providing $1.75 billion of debt to support Summit Partners' acquisition of the business, according to people with knowledge of the matter. A group of lenders, including Antares Capital, are set to take equity in 4840 under a proposed restructuring slated to close by the end of the year, said the people who asked not to be identified, discussing private information. Other lenders include KKR, BlackRock, and Carlyle, the people said. The private credit firms have been financing 4840 since Summit first invested in the business in 2022, according to the filings. So we've seen this before with so many different companies. Private equity firm takes it over, and what's the first thing they do? They saddle that company with debt. This was what's known as a leveraged buyout, where a private equity firm buys a company with debt, and of course, that debt immediately lives on the balance sheet of the acquired company, leaving that company with the service cost of that debt, which it can rarely afford. The deal would shed about $1 billion of liabilities from 4840's balance sheet as lenders swap their debt for a stake. As part of the proposal, lenders, including Antares, will inject around $75 million of new debt into 4840. So the private credit firms who are owed this money are not going to get the money back. Instead, they're getting stuck in this company, which is nearly bankrupt here. Oh, and the icing on the cake is they're lending them another $75 million because the last loan went so well. In cases where borrowers are struggling with their liabilities, private credit firms are more frequently swapping their debt positions for equity stakes to try and prevent losses. While swaps can produce upside, they also offer more unpredictable returns than direct loans, which are designed to provide stable income over time. So we've seen this more and more in private credit recently. These companies made loans to companies that can't afford to service that debt. And when they can't afford to service that debt, the private lenders come in and take over the company. Now, instead of getting their money back, they own the company, which can't afford to pay its debts already. So how much value are they really getting when they seize that company? Very little here. Now, Bloomberg is saying uncertain returns are questionable, or maybe even it offers upside. It doesn't. The private credit lenders are losing a boatload of cash on this deal. Lenders proposed a debt restructuring for 4840 earlier this year. The company, which was already paying the majority of the interest on its debts in kind, stopped paying interest in August, according to the people. Now, this is something I've been railing against in my live streams for several months now, this phenomenon of payment in kind. This is when a company can't afford its debt payments, and in this case, not only are they not paying back the principal, they're not even paying the interest on the debt, so they're getting payment in kind, which is where they take the missed payment in its totality and they just add it to the total that the company owes its lenders. In other words, the money that they owe is getting bigger and bigger as they continue to miss payments, but the private credit companies are not reporting those missed payments as losses because the principal on the debt is getting bigger. It's payment in kind. It tested very well in focus groups, and it doesn't sound at all like they're getting stiffed on their loan. This is becoming more and more common in our economy, and it's one of the ways that these sleazy Wall Street firms are lying to their investors while hiding just how much of their money that they're losing. FSKKR Capital Corp., a fund jointly managed by KKR and Future Standard, marked down the value of a loan to 4840 to about 46 cents on the dollar in the third quarter, from around 86 cents on the dollar a year ago, according to the filing. Now, here you can see just how much money they're actually losing, 46 cents on the dollar. Half of their money up in smoke. The other half that's left, it's not even real money. They own a stake in this 48-40 company, which isn't very profitable. And you can also see that a year ago, they had already marked down that debt to just 86 cents on the dollar. This is not a new phenomenon. This has been going on for months. With the restructuring, plans to cut costs could include shuttering multiple pallet recycling plants, the people said, though no decision on closures has been made. 48-40, which provides recycled wood pallets and pallet management services across the U.S. and Canada, currently has 73 plants, according to its website. And here you can see the strip mining of the real economy. These private credit and private equity firms are running this business into the ground. They're letting other people's money go up in smoke while lying about how much money they're losing. And what is the natural response here? To close plants and put people out of work. Now, this debt for equity swap where the private credit lenders are taking over the company was really set in motion 2 years ago when Summit Partners bought out the company. They used private credit and payment in kind to hide just how bad things at this company were. And all the while, we've had the financial press telling us over and over again that the economy was good. They trotted out edgy hipsters and phrases like vibe session, all to tell people, don't worry, the economy's great, you're the problem. Ultimately culminating with Greg Ipp's masterpiece of gaslighting in the middle of 2024, all of these articles and phrases that the financial press have used have all been designed to convince you that your lived experience is wrong, that everything you're feeling, your family's bottom line, your job not paying enough to meet the rising cost of living, that it's all in your head. And why would they do this? Probably because the Wall Street firms that bankroll most of the financial press have been getting stupid rich off of AI circle jerks, Ponzi schemes, and shitcoins, none of which need a pallet to move around the country. Meanwhile, people like Craig Fuller over at FreightWaves has done a fantastic job documenting how, hey guys, there is less real stuff moving around in the economy. We can see it here in the numbers. Nothing is moving on trucks. We can't have a good economy without goods and services moving around. Well, now they can't hide it anymore. The problem has become so big. And even the pallet company, the company that the stuff goes on, they're going out of business. What does that tell you about the state of the companies and the businesses that ship their goods on those very same pallets? Till next time, live small and dream big.